بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, and this verse we have heard several times, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man except that they worship me. So we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the ibadat of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our ma'bud. And we are abideen. We are the ibadur rahman. Each one of us is an abd of Allah. So Abdullah, for example, means the slave of Allah. Abdul Rahman, the slave of Rahman. So we have to understand what is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are slaves, then Allah is our master. And if any person understands the relationship between a slave and a master, like in this world, the relationship between a slave and a master is different from a person who is working for his boss. Different from the relationship between an employee and an employer. A person who is working for some person, he is given a job duty. This is what is expected of you. This is the hours that you will work, the days you will work. This is your free time, your off time, this is your holiday. This is your salary. And whatever perks, whatever fringe benefits, whatever else you will get. And these are the rules of working in this business. So whatever the job duties are, the person is expected to follow just that. The boss cannot ask him now to do something beyond his job duty. For example, somebody is working in a practice, in a surgery, for example. And this person perhaps is the secretary. So the doctor cannot tell this person now, who is working for him as a secretary, go and wash my car outside. The person will say that I have not accepted this job to go and wash your car. My purpose is here to serve as a secretary. Take anything for that matter. A person is working in a school. He's the principal. So those above him in the department cannot expect the principal now to take the lawn mower and cut the grass. He'll say, that's not my job description. That's not my duty. Unlike a slave, he is bound by the master. Whatever the instruction of the master is, he has to carry it out. He is in a bondage. He is not like an ordinary worker who is working for some boss. Here a slave cannot object to the master. Jo khana malik unko khilayega, wo khayega. Jo pilayega, wo piega. So whatever the master gives him to eat, he has to eat. Whatever the master gives him to drink, he drinks. Whatever the master gives him as clothing, he wears. Whatever instruction the master gives, he has to execute that instruction. He is a slave. He can never question the master. As the Thani Ramazullah mentioned, if it is winter, ice cold it is, and the master tells the slave now, go and bring for me ice cold water now. So he cannot question the master that why do you want ice cold water now? What's the reason for you to ask me for ice cold water in winter? His job is to, without any questions, to go and fetch that ice cold water and present it to the master. So this we see this rule in the world as well. If we have understood this, then understand our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doings. And the wisdom behind this, and the wisdom behind that, and why has Allah commanded this, and why isn't He saying this, why this is that, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah can never be questioned by any person. He is Malik, He is Khaliq. وهم يسألون. You and I, we are the makhluq. We will be questioned in the day of Qiyamah. We are answerable to Allah. Allah is not answerable to any person. And whatever we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, whatever we have been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from, then we have to abide by that rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. If Allah expects us, Allah commands us to be in the masjid or to be in whatever, doing any other work of deen. So whatever the deed is, whatever the action is, we have to carry out that action at that particular time. Because Allah is our Malik. He is our Mawla. He is our Master. We are His Abd. Abd. We are His slaves. We are His servant. Therefore we have to fulfill this job of servitude without any questions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, His Zat, He is Akbar. That if every single person has to stand in a common ground, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right till the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every single jinn, every single human being, all standing on a common ground, a common plane, and each one has to raise his hand and in his own language, in his own expression, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever he desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant, and Allah has the power of granting each person his request without his treasures diminishing in the least. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat whose treasures, whose khazana is barpoor, as we say. It is full. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Allah says, oh man, whatever you have, one day it will come to an end. It will become exhausted. Whatever is by me remains forever and ever. If every single person has to have and adopt the heart of the most pious person in the world, and as every single person in the world becomes a wali of Allah, becomes an abdal, his heart is absolutely pure and clean, then that too will not increase the treasures and kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in on the converse, if every single person becomes the worst sinner in this world, every person's heart is afjar. He's not atqa. He has afjar al-qulub, the most sinful heart. Then that too will never decrease the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-samad, is independent. Allah is our master, He is our mawla. And you and I are expected at all times to understand the greatness of our mawla, the kibriya of our mawla, the supremacy of our mawla, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once we understand that we are slaves, we cannot question Allah ta'ala's hukam, and at every given time, whatever my mawla wants, I am there to serve my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will say, labbaik wa sa'daik. Wallah, may hazir hu. Wallah, I am present. I am at your service, my Allah. Like a dutiful, a loyal slave, he comes before his master, whatever time it may be, in the time, in darkness of the night, the master requests something, he asks something, the slave is standing there, ready to give the master whatever he wants. Then we do this our servitude, our bondage, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not a painful one. Unlike the slave of this world, perhaps he is afraid of his master. Here we love our master. We have a burning love in our hearts for our mawla. We experience some ecstasy in our bondage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world, the slave is bound by the command of the master. Perhaps he may be doing something, but his heart and mind and soul is not there. He's forced to do it because he's in that slavery, in that bondage. But here when Allah commands us that you must make sajda, and the banda, the abd, when he places his head in sajda, he enjoys that sajda. There is a love that's brimming in his heart. He doesn't want to raise his head. When he makes a ruku and he bows down before his Allah, then he enjoys that action of ruku before Allah. Allah is his Mawla. Whatever the command, if the command of the Mawla is at night also wake up, he is ready to wake up. In the morning hours, no matter how cold it may be, no matter how sick it may be, that my Mawla is calling me, will be present for his Fajr Salah. If the Adhan is called out, and he's busy with his customer, and he's making a good deal, he'll close everything and say, no, my Allah is calling me, my Mawla is calling me. And he enjoys every harakah, every movement towards his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it day, be it night, be it cold, be it hot, whether he's at home, whether he's on safar, that all the time he's mindful of the fact that he is an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand our position, to understand our relationship with our Khaliq, the person, that Zat, the greatest, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us. He is our Mawla, he is our Aqa in Urdu, we are his Ghulam, we are his Abd in Arabic, we are his slaves. Allah is our Mawla, Allah is our Master. If we understand this, and we understand the relationship as I mentioned, it is different from just a normal boss and his worker. This is a master and a slave relationship. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to enjoy this relationship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinn and man except for my worship. Enjoy this worship. Enjoy this ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy every single command that Allah ta'ala has given us. And refrain from all those things whatever Allah has prohibited us from. And when we refrain, we must feel some pleasure in our hearts that we are pleasing our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Durus Sharif, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sweetness, pondering over His greatness, His azmat, His kibriya. La to everything else in this world, to ghairullah, everybody beside Allah, and illallah. We put in our heart the love of Allah, the ishq of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله ما لي غناكم عافر ما لي خطاكم عافر ما. يا الله make us true عبد. يا الله make us your عباد. يا الله you are خالق you are مالك you are مولا. يا الله Allah, make us make your ibadat properly and correctly. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, may Allah. Make us true slaves, may Allah. Make us true servants, may Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, cleanse and purify our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, ya Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we committed, may Allah.
In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you ghaffar al-dhunub, satar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, hide our faults, conceal our faults, ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Wipe out those sins, obliterate it, my Allah. Ghufranaka Rabbana, Ghufranaka Rabbana. Ya Allah, we ask you for your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you, ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we have committed, my Allah. Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Anta maulana. Anta maulana, fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Allah bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, ya dhat. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Give us taqwa, give us istiqamat and taqwa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Make it be plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulm of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, maut in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy water from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many underwent operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many in hospitals at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabi, maqbuleen. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah. Tonight we have raised our hands, ya Allah, in front of you, only with your tawfiq, your fazl, your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true dhakireen and shakireen, my Allah. And fulfill all our hajat and needs. You are well aware of each person's needs, young and old, ya Allah. Ya Allah, men, women, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different worries and sorrows and griefs and hardships and takalif and musibat, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Remove them completely, my Allah. Give us that sukoon and happiness in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.